We give you honor. We bless your name. We thank you. Blessed your name, Jesus. Can you have your seat, bowed down your head, bowed down your heart? There's your seat, one prayer. Bowed down your head, let's pray together. Say, whatever it takes you, Lord, may I not leave here the same way I came today. Whatever it takes you to accomplish that, please do that. May I not leave here the same way I came. In the name of, may I not live here the same way I came. May I not live here the same way I came. Whatever it will take you, Lord. May I not live here the same way I came. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brethren, I want you to listen to me attentively this morning. If I had my way, I would have loved to really teach. But the time is limited, so the easiest thing to do is to preach. I want you to listen to me very attentively. If you don't get what I'm about to teach you today right, it will be difficult for you to live the supernatural life. The topic of our message today is meet the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the basic knowledge about who the Holy Spirit is, it will be difficult for you to live the Christian life. And most of us miss the Holy Spirit in this area. And that's why I want to take time and introduce the Holy Spirit to us in the basic way, the foundational way. We need to understand Him first, and every other thing is now built on it. If you miss this one, you can't enjoy the Holy Spirit. Forget what anybody has told you. So please, let's go together on a journey. I'm going to talk about four things this morning. Who the Holy Spirit is not, and two things who the Holy Spirit is, and then the third one, we pray for an encounter with Him. Those four things we are going to do this morning. Can we go to John chapter 14 and read from verse 15? If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Can we jump to verse 25 and take 25 and 26? These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Brethren, the Holy Spirit is one of the most misrepresented, one of the most misunderstood persons on earth. And because we have misrepresented Him and misunderstood Him, we have not had the fullness of Him and the fullness of what He can deliver unto us. In our brain, in our heart, in our mind, many people have some ideas about who the Holy Spirit is. And most of those ideas are not correct. I remember a day, a friend of mine saw a minister. One of the very popular, was a former governor, very popular and minister. Saw him, they had a meeting together, and he came to the office to see me and say, "Ah! I thought the man was like this, big, tall, because of his fame. When I saw him, he was His word is, he was brief. When a man is a giant and you see him as a dwarf, your expectation of him will be an expectation of what you need from a dwarf and not what you need from a giant. If a man can afford to meet all your needs and you see that man as a pauper, when you want to ask him for things, you will ask him for something that only a pauper can give you, whereas he has everything to give you. So when we misrepresent and misunderstand the Holy Spirit, we can't have the fullness of what he has for us. Look at it. Jesus was about to leave his disciples. Don't go now. He said, if I don't go, the Holy Spirit will not come. That means he's telling you there are some substance that the Holy Spirit has that can be made available to you that I can't make available to you now. But when it comes, it will make it available to you. Do you understand? Remember, he said, greater works you will do because I go to the Father. Remember, he said, if I don't go to the Father, the Holy Spirit will not come. So you can only do greater works through the Holy Spirit that have come. There are many ideas that we have of the Holy Spirit that is wrong. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit is not a wind. Acts chapter 2. He came like a wind. Look at me. See, if I want to describe this speaker and I can't describe it, I can say it is like a box. But it does not make it a box. Please, are you here? If I say he looks like a fan, it does not make him a fan. He came like a wind. A wind is the closest description of who he is, but he is not a wind. The Holy Spirit is not fire. Acts chapter 2, tongues like of fire. The Holy Spirit is not oil. Even though oil represents him, if I don't know, have you seen chiefs or obas or kings when they are supposed to be at a program and they are not there? They come with their beaded crown or their staff of office and put their staff of office at their seat to represent them. Have you seen that before? Is that staff of office the king? It represents the king. Listen to me. When what we think about the Holy Spirit is his representations, we don't have the fullness of him. He is like, he is not. Can we say with me? Say, the Holy Spirit is like fire. He is not fire. He is like a wind. He is not wind. He is like a fog. He is not a fog. He is like water. He is not a water. Can I hear you? I can't hear you now. I hope you are talking. This match is making a lot of people to disobey pastors now. The Holy Spirit is not a smoke. The Holy Spirit is not a cloud. The Holy Spirit is not a force. As I am now, I have a force to pick this thing up. It does not make me a force. If I push this thing, it's a force through me that pushes it out. It does not make me a force. Don't misrepresent the Holy Spirit by his manifestations. Please, are we here? We need to get this thing right. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. That amen is not big enough. If you understand, say amen. Okay. So the Holy Spirit is not a force. It's not a power. It's not an event. It's not an experience. It's not a manifestation. Even though when it comes, I am a human being, I am not an experience. But if you come closer to me, you will have an experience. You having an experience does not make me an experience. If you come, I might manifest some dancing step. That's a manifestation of my dancing step. My dancing step is not me. We have belittled the Holy Spirit by making him his manifestation and comparing him to what he is like.
He's not. He's not an atmosphere. He's not an attitude. He's not an environment. Even though he carries an atmosphere, even though he has an attitude, even though there is an environment where he dwells, but he is not that environment. Can we go back to John 14? John 14. Oh, my time. Go to next verse, and drop it there. Verse 16. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Next verse. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees nor knows, you know, for the other one, you were using one word. Why are you using two words now? For, let's go back. For you know, why are you saying him? And when you get to he, you say he dwells. You know, for, open book test though. Say, Pastor, I did promotion exam. Everybody in the office is against me. I'm seeing your result in church now. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Did you ever see where they mention it for the Holy Spirit? Number one, thing we have to understand this morning. The Holy Spirit is a person. That is why a personal pronoun is used for him. So if he is a person and it's not a wind and it's not a fire and it's not an atmosphere and it's not water and it's not a fog, then I can relate with him. If you see him as a wind, you wait for the wind to blow in church. If you see him as a person, you can relate with him. What time is it? 8:15. Can you say good morning, Holy Spirit? Can I hear you say good morning, Holy Spirit? Close your eyes. Let's do something. Close your eyes. Just tell him something like a person. He's a person. Tell him something. Tell him something. Can I give you 30 seconds? Tell him something. Tell him something. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So the Holy Spirit is a person. That is why personal pronouns are used for him. We don't have a great experience of the Holy Spirit because we think he is wind. That he is like a wind. When he moves, it looks as if a wind has passed. But it does not make him a wind. Do we understand? Hello, do we understand? So if he is a person and he's the Holy Spirit, when you wake up in the morning, what do you do to him? You do what? You greet him. When you are in the car, you can talk to him. When you are in problem, you can talk to him. You will not wait to get to church for somebody to lay hands on you for you to have an experience with him. Because like a person, he is closer to you than your husband, than your children, than your spouse, than whoever. Are we here? Please, do we understand? Hello, do we understand? Let's go a little bit forward. Listen. There are some characteristics that make a human being a human being. Anything that is a person, there are some characteristics, and there are three. Three characteristics that make a person a person. Emotions, will, and knowledge. If you want to know if somebody is a person, three things. The person has a will, the person has knowledge, and the person has emotion. Let's say 1 Corinthians 2:11. 1 Corinthians 2:11. For who knows a person? A person's thought, except his spirit of a person, which is in him. So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
living in King James or New King James? Quickly, sir. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Fog does not know things. Water does not know things. Force does not know things. Fire does not know things. Wind does not know things. The Holy Spirit knows things. Why? He is a person. And every of the things of God you need to know, the Holy Spirit knows them. And Jesus sent him to make available to you everything you need from God. So the Holy Spirit has knowledge. He is not a thing. He is a person. If you understand that, say amen. So, if the Holy Spirit is a person, and you can talk to him, and he knows all things, and knows all the mind of God, what is it that you cannot know? Is there anything you cannot know? If you have a relationship with him, if you talk to him, that means if you go for an interview, and they are about to ask you a question, and you don't know it, you can quickly talk, Holy Spirit, you know all things. Please help me with it. Remember, Jesus said, I will not leave you like orphans. Are we in church this morning? If you understand what I'm saying, say yes. So, he knows all things. That is one. The Holy Spirit has a will. 1 Corinthians 12:11. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. Okay, so this year, because you are a human being, you have your will, you have your emotion, you are a person, you have the way you want things to go. But the Holy Spirit also, as a person, I didn't say human being, I said a person. The Holy Spirit also, as a person, has his will. He has his plan for this year. He has his purpose and assignment for this year. You have a will. He, the Holy Spirit, has his will because he is a person. They taught him about person, that differentiate persons from every other: knowledge, will, and emotions. Can we take the third one? Emotions. The wind cannot cry. The water cannot love. So when you relate the Holy Spirit to all these things and stay there, you are making him nothing. Ephesians 4:30 or so. Ephesians 4:30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So a person that can be grieved has emotions. So in your relationship with the Holy Spirit, we should know what we should do and what we should not do, because the Holy Spirit can be grieved. Can we quickly check Romans 15:30? Romans 15:30. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit. Love is an emotion, and the Holy Spirit can express love. So there's one thing, we have two things we have learned in church this morning: what the Holy Spirit is not, and number one, who he is a person. Can we just talk to the Holy Spirit again? Close your eyes. And I say, thank you for bringing me this far. Even though I misunderstood you, even though I misrepresented you, but you have helped me this far. This morning, I have learned more about you. I will make amends. I will relate with you appropriately. As a friend, as a boss, as a master, as a Lord, as a King. Give me the grace to do so. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Do you know that the Holy Spirit speaks? Acts chapter 13. He said, and the Holy Spirit spoke, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. Verse 2, Paul and Barnabas. He spoke to them all over the Bible. The Holy Spirit speaks. The Holy Spirit thinks. The Holy Spirit plans. The Holy Spirit talks. The Holy Spirit teaches. John 14:33 that we read. He said, he will teach you all things. Therefore, you can arise and make the Holy Spirit your number one mentor. Hello, are we here? The Holy Spirit should be your number one mentor in life. Before physical beings you can see. Because he will teach you all things. Look at it. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Medicine, psychology, engineering, calculus. What other thing do they say is tough? Whatever. Surgery. He will teach you all things. But he did not say you should not go to school. But it's a talk for another day. There's a time when your education, you are stuck. You need the Holy Spirit to expand things to you. And he will do that for you. From the Bible, we can find these things. That the Holy Spirit guides us. Romans 8:14. As many as led by the Spirit, it can guide us. The Holy Spirit commissions. He says, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, for a job I have for them. The Holy Spirit commands. The Holy Spirit restrains. The Holy Spirit intercedes and prays for us. Why? He is a person. So that is number one thing we should learn in church this morning, that the Holy Spirit is a person. Number two thing we should learn this morning, our time fast spent, which is more important than the first one, is that the Holy Spirit is God. When you see God as a wind, and you see God as a fire, you will not understand the dimension of who God is. The Holy Spirit is God. This confuses a lot of Christians. And I want to give you four dimensions of the reasons why the Bible introduces the Holy Spirit as God, and why we agree that the Holy Spirit is God. Number one, the Holy Spirit uses God's titles. He has divine titles. Let's quickly check two in the Old Testament. Genesis 1:2. And the earth was without form. And the spirit of death. And spirit of what? And the spirit of God. He is called the spirit of God. That hovered over the water. That brooded over the water. He is the spirit of Elohim. God there is Elohim. Judges 5:3-10. Judges 3:10. And the spirit of the Lord. He is always attached to God. Why? He has divine titles. He carries the titles of God. For our time, I will have to jump. Let's go to the New Testament and see some things written about him. Matthew 12:28. And if it is by the Spirit of God, he has divine titles. So beyond you saying the Holy Spirit, you can come and say, Spirit of the living God, I thank you. Remember what the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to do this, to do that, to do this, to do that. And he is continually anointing people for their assignment, for their work, for their education, for their academics, for their businesses, for their careers, even until now. He is the Spirit of God. Lift your right hand and say, Spirit of God, I thank you. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. I give you praise. I give you worship. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. All through the Bible, he's called the breath of God. He's called the finger of God. He's called the fullness of God. And so on and so forth. And remember, he's called the Holy Spirit. He's only God that is holy. He bears the titles of God. Number two. Oh my God. Why the Holy Spirit is God? The Holy Spirit possesses divine attributes. There are some attributes that is only attached to God. So please, from today, relate with Him as a person and as God. Romans 1:4. Some attributes only attached to God that you can find the Holy Spirit. Look at this. And was declared to be the Son of God in the power, according to what? According to the Spirit of holiness. No wonder He is called holy. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His glory. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of holiness. Let's just jump to which one you understand better. The Holy Spirit is omniscience. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows the person's thought except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. He knows everything. So when Nebuchadnezzar forgot his dream and he prayed, the Holy Spirit ministered that dream and interpretation to Nebuchadnezzar. Why? The Holy Spirit is God that knows all things. And brethren, that is the Spirit that lives in you. And you say you can't live this supernatural life. It's a lie of the devil. Or it's a lie you are telling yourself. The one that knows all things is in you. Can you say that with me? Say, the one that knows all things lives in me. Can you say that? Let me hear you. Can you say that for the last time? Let me hear you. The one that knows what he lives in. So when we talk to him, he can show us all things. Psalm 139:7. Psalm 139:7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Verse 8. Let's continue it. If I ascend to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your heart will locate me. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He is God. He has the attributes of God. Let's take one more attribute of God. Luke 1:35. And this one, nobody else doubt about it in Africa. We all know that the Holy Spirit is the power of God. The Holy Spirit is omnipotent. And the agent that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Remember, the Holy Spirit is in you when you give your life to Christ. So in you is the power of God for divine accomplishment of anything that God wills for you. Hello, do we understand what we are saying this morning? So the Holy Spirit is in you. It is God in you, the hope of glory. He knows all things. He has all powers. And He is in you. I'm not sure I will hear this kind of thing and not be angry with myself. I say, if the Holy Spirit is in me, He has all powers. He knows all things. He has the mind of Christ. I will not sleep again. Why am I where I am now? With all of the Holy Spirit that is in me. Why am I struggling with answer to some prayers? with all the Holy Spirit that is in me. In the past, I did not understand, but today I have begun to understand. Things about me must change. Pay the price to know Him, and your life becomes very easy. Live in ignorance, and you will pay for what He has freely given you already. Should I repeat myself? Pay the price to know Him. Your life becomes very easy. Live in ignorance. You will pay for what He has freely given you. It's time, brethren, to know the Holy Spirit. Number 13, why we say the Holy Spirit is God, is that the Holy Spirit did divine work. Genesis 1:2, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered upon the waters. And God said, let there be. And it was, and the Spirit created everything that God said. And Genesis 1:26, God came and said, let us make man in our image. Let God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit make man in our image. Everything written that God did, that Jesus did, the Holy Spirit did in the Bible also. That's why I said I wish I had time to teach, so we can take the verses one after the other. So listen, the Holy Spirit creates. The Holy Spirit gives life. John 6:63. Then we go to more Romans 8:11. It is the Spirit who does what? Who gives life. Jesus talking. So if you want to resurrect somebody from the dead, we call for the Spirit of God upon the person. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no help at all. The words I have spoken to you, they are Spirit and they are life. Hello, the dimension of God that gives life is the Spirit of God. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit, look at it, look at that. Who raised Jesus from the dead? Who? Who is one that raised Jesus from the dead? And who is one that raised Jesus from the dead? Look at it. Can we read together? The whole church, 1:2, go. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells only your pastor, the Spirit who dwells. Listen, that means the Spirit that resurrects from the dead is in you. That means nothing should die in your hands. Nothing should die in your family. Everything must come to life. For the Spirit who gives life dwells in you. Can we make that? Can we talk about that? Can you raise your hand and say, the Spirit who gives life dwells in me? Can you raise your hand up? Hello, man, raise your hand up. Lama garia, lama zanta pakaria, igelemo koli mekeria laba karia, andalemo koli mekelemo koli akaria ka, erianana meka aria ka, ezende pekeria kala. Anything about to die in your life, let them receive life. Let them receive life. Let them receive life. In the name of Jesus, with your hand up, you have received the word that the Spirit that gives life is in you. Look at your life. What is not working? Can you speak to me? Say, I come by the Spirit of the Lord. 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 And I speak life. I speak life. I come by the Spirit of the Lord. And I speak life. I come by the Spirit of the Lord. And I speak life. I come by the Spirit of the Lord. And I speak life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. This same Holy Spirit has divine right and divine privileges. Go and baptize them in the name of the Father,
in the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. He is always attached, accompanied by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the be with you all forever. The last thing I want us to talk about is that we can have an encounter with the Spirit. See, in life, in friendship, there are many of us that are friends. But in the midst of the friends, you discover that some are closer to one another than the others. There can be 10 people calling themselves friends. But the level of friendship of A to B, Z to K, K to R are different. That same way is the level of encounter with the Holy Spirit. We all have the Holy Spirit in us, but there are encounters of the Holy Spirit. Encounters with the Holy Spirit. It's not an encounter with wind, even though he comes like a wind. It's not like an encounter with fire. When it comes upon you, your hand will be as if it's on fire, but it's not a physical fire. We want to have that encounter shortly this morning. If you understand that, say amen. There are two kinds of encounter with the Holy Spirit. Number one, sovereign encounter that the Holy Spirit brings himself. You are not praying, you are not doing anything. In fact, some people, he's an unbeliever. He's in a bar at that time. When something comes, I have a friend. December 31, he was at home listening to Bob Marley, smoking him. When I forgot that song. When he heard that word, something came upon him. And he left his house and came to church. 31st December, he doesn't go to church. Came to church 31st December and gave his life to Christ. The other, the rest is history. He did not pray, he did not do anything. The Holy Spirit came upon him. Apostle Babalola, that we talk about in the apostolic faith, apostolic movement in Nigeria, was driving a caterpillar when the Lord spoke to him. He didn't pray. So there are some sovereign move of Holy Spirit that God himself comes and does that. And the other way, they are the ones that we seek after him in hunger and in thirst. Wait, don't say, I'm waiting for my turn. Because God, don't they talk to them one by one? Soon he go reach me now. Before you know it, you are 120 without an encounter. If Muhammad will not go to if the mountain will not go to Muhammad, it's time for Muhammad to do what? To go to the mountain. We can have encounters with the Holy Spirit. And you know, we all encounter him in different ways. Some will fall under the anointing. Some will not fall. Some will scream. Some will not scream. Some will laugh. Some will not laugh. Don't be like me when I first about joined the Pentecostal fellowship, when they want to lay hands on me. Baptist boy, I no go fall. Me. You come talk to me, I fall under and I no go fall. But there was one day I met one pastor who also made up his mind I was going to fall. At the end of the day, I fell so that he would leave me alone. But not be by fight, not be contest. It is what you want. If you are here and you say, I not go fall, now you won't be that. If you are here and say, I want to receive, now you won't be that. It is not everybody that will shout, it's not everybody that will laugh. But everybody will have an encounter. Hello, are we here? Diverse kind of encounters that the Holy Spirit brings to us. Can we lift our hands up? Can we stand up on our feet? Our time fast spent. We will have like 5-10 minutes for this. Please, choir, can you pick the mic for me quickly, sir? Lift your hands to him. Hey, Holy Spirit, I've learned about you today. I know you are a person that I can talk to. I know you are God that rules in my affairs. Holy Spirit, I want to have an encounter with you. I want to have an encounter with you. I want to have an encounter with you. Can you talk to me? 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 Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has grown. Oh my cares and all
unto you, I roll.
Lift your hands to him. Talk to him. Just talk to him. He is a person. He is a person. He is here already. He is here already. He is here already. Ready to have an encounter with you. He is here already. Can you talk to him? Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Can you talk to him? Tell him what you want. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Lapatele Bokoli Megaria Kala. Etele Bokoria. Etele Bokeri Bokoria Kala. Da da da. Area da 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 da. They will move around us like a wind now, like a wind now. There will be encounters now, like a wind. They will move like a water in our midst. His fire will come upon us now. Agarebo Goriaga. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray three or four prayers here. If you are someone that speaks in tongues already, speak in tongues and we pray those prayers. Remember, I said different levels of encounter. Some the Holy Spirit come upon you, begin to speak in tongues. Some the Holy Spirit will come upon you, receive the gift of prophecy. Some the Holy Spirit come upon you, receive wisdom. And what I'm sure of, that only God told people, I said, some things will start working out of people. Some things will start leaving you as the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Lift your two hands up and let's take the first prayer. Say, Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, can I hear you pray? Can I hear you pray? Holy Spirit, overshadow my life. Agarebo kore mekeria da 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 ba. Maribo koria ba da 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 ba. Edelebo koria ka area. Edelebekeribo koria. Adala makalebo kole me. Area na 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 makaria. Erebo koria ba edelebo. Edelebekeribo koria. Area da 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 ba edelebo koria. In the name of Jesus. Your two hands lifted up. We'll take this prayer three times in various ways. And I go and sit down. Holy Spirit, fill me. 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 Holy Spirit, fill me.
I wanna
fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Mighty name, we are praying. Two things you are permitted to say. One, pray in tongues. The other one, just say, Holy Spirit, fill me. And fill me to do this. Holy Spirit, fill me. If you can speak in tongues, two things. Holy Spirit, fill me. Or you speak in tongues. Lift your two hands up. Whatever is lacking in your life,
as the Holy Spirit fills you now, let them be made available for you. Whatever is dead in your life, as the Holy Spirit fills you now, let them be made alive. Any stranger in your body, as the Holy Spirit fills you now, let them pack their load and leave your body. Whatever is not of God in your family, as the Holy Spirit fills you now, let them pack their load and leave your family. In the name of Jesus, can we pray now? The Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill me, Lord. 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 Arekele bokoria makariaka. Eze te beke rikele bokoria. Antale bokoria kale de 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 bo. Ariaka le bokoria. Ete le bokoria makaria de 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 bo. Eze te beke ribokoria. Let there be an overflow of your spirit. Pour your spirit upon us, Lord. Let your power flow in this place.
Let your presence flow in this place. I call for saints and wonders in this place.
Go from this week. Every day. Every day. Every day. Let there be encounters with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. By this encounter this morning, whatever is a stranger in your body, let them pack their load and leave you now. In the name of Jesus. Let the power, the fire, the omnipotence of the Lord come upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Every area of your weakness, any sickness in your body, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are healed now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Welcome to dimensions, multi-dimensions of supernatural living. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. I don't expect you to operate the same way again. I expect you to start operating like the best friend of the Holy Spirit. I expect you to talk to the Holy Spirit anytime. I expect you, as you are going home, to talk to Him. I expect you, any encounter when you are angry, Holy Spirit, I'm angry. I know you don't want me to be angry, but just please just help me. But I'm very angry because this person has done this to me. He's your friend. He's a person. You can talk to him. Holy Spirit, what my husband did to me, what he said today, I'm not happy with it. But just help me. That, Holy Spirit, that is what He wants to do for you. And more. Hello, are we here? It should get to a time when your children come to ask you, Mommy, who are you talking to? And you introduce your children to the Holy Spirit. He's our King. He's our Lord. Do we understand what we have just said? Do we understand? So we are welcoming all of us to a new relationship with the Holy Spirit. Welcome. God bless you. Can you stretch forth your hand towards the altar? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you. May you have an encounter with the Holy Spirit this week. In the name of Jesus. Through dreams, through visions, through speaking to you, let there be divine encounter. By encounters, Holy Spirit, may you be delivered from every trouble. In the name of Jesus, may wisdom be made available for you. May the enemy be put to shame, now and forevermore. Amen. Welcome to church and thank you. Please, can we use the exit at the front quickly? Our time, we've entered the time for the next service already.